From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Rebecca Smith. Attorneys for Missouri death row inmate Marcellus Williams presented their case today before a panel of retired judges looking at DNA evidence they hope will exonerate him or at least lead to a new trial. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Williams was sentenced to death for the 1998 murder of former Post-Dispatch reporter Leisha Gale. His execution, which was scheduled exactly 1 year ago, was postponed by then-Governor Eric Greitens after new evidence showed that Williams' DNA was not found on the murder weapon. His son, Marcellus Williams II, remains hopeful.
My father, you know, he always say everything is God's will, so, you know, we trust the whole legal team, so I'm feeling real good about it. Just, you know, it's a slow process, but, you know, slow motion better than no motion.
The hearing was closed to the public and neither side would comment. But the Missouri Attorney General's office has said in past interviews that there's plenty of other evidence that Williams is guilty. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Court records show the Republican candidate for Missouri auditor had a Kansas address in 2013, raising eligibility questions. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Sandra McDowell was living in Mission, Kansas, when she was sued by a furniture company for failing to pay about $700 plus interest after entering into a contract in 2012. The dates are important because the state's constitution says an auditor must have been a resident for 10 years at the time of election, and McDowell didn't move to Missouri until 2010. She has said previously that she meets the residency requirements because she decided to move to Missouri before 2008. She did not respond to a request for comment about the address listed on the furniture lawsuit, and she's seeking the post currently held by Democrat Nicole Galloway of Columbia. Victims of clergy sexual abuse are calling for a wide-scale investigation of sex crimes allegations against Catholic priests in Missouri and whether the church participated in a cover-up. Those impacted and an attorney for victims spoke today outside the St. Louis office of Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley. They called for a grand jury investigation similar to one in Pennsylvania that uncovered more than 1,000 cases of abuse. David Clohessy of St. Louis is a longtime victims' rights advocate who was abused as a child and says more than 170 priests in Missouri have been accused in recent decades. Hawley's office has said it doesn't have jurisdiction to launch an investigation, but the victims' advocates disagree. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway says there's little or no oversight of the state's 400-some community improvement districts, otherwise known as CIDs. Her office audited 15 of these CIDs, including ones in Jefferson City, St. Louis, and Kansas City. CIDs issue sales tax to pay for things like business development or road improvements and brought in $74 million in 2017. Galloway said today in Kansas City that the current system allows for conflicts of interest as developers control many of the boards.
The law allows for sales taxes to be charged without a vote. The law allows for a lack of transparency and a lack of accountability.
The Democrat also says lawmakers should change the makeup of CID boards and ensure the projects are in the public interest. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News, Columbia.